At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first. Now marking its 15th year at the WVU Health Sciences Center, the David and Joanne Shaw Center for Simulation Training and Education for Patient Safety, also known as STEPS. Medical Director Dr. Dorian Williams has been with the site one of the most comprehensive simulation learning environments in the country since its conception.
Our environment allows our learners to practice in a safe environment. They can practice their skills without fear of making mistakes. They can do it over and over. Learn from their mistakes, practice till they feel competent and capable. It makes it safer for the patients, better for the patients.
More than 30,000 learners from all disciplines at all levels participate in STEPS simulations each year, live, remotely, or virtually. Working in the 20,000 square feet of space in some cases with standardized patients, real people portraying difficult health scenarios.
We've got mannequins that are full body mannequins that are super high fidelity. They breathe in oxygen, they breathe out carbon dioxide, they're physiologically responsive to medications for very complicated simulations. We have surgical trainers of all different types. We have robot, practice robotic surgery. Far beyond our first blueprints, probably 17, 18 years ago, were just a couple of exam rooms with mannequins, and we've just grown so much.
STEPS is one of only a small number of sites worldwide accredited by the Society for Simulation in Healthcare in Teaching Assessment Research and Systems Integration. Take a virtual tour of STEPS online at steps.wvu.edu.
At the very core, we're here for patient safety. It's in our name, it's in our mission, it's in our vision. Everything we do revolves around safety of the patient. STEPS would not exist if it wasn't for the learners embracing this type of education, the donors and former grads of the university helping us exist, because this type of training is really expensive. And seeing the outcomes as our learners go through the health system and mature into practicing clinicians, there's nothing more gratifying than that.
So let's go. Follow our stories at wvutoday.wvu.edu.